It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 12th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. North Dakota reporting 3,375 tests of COVID-19 yesterday. Only 39 came back positive, which is just a 1.15%. There are now 2,980 cases in the state. Good news, though, over 2,500 have already recovered. 32 people currently hospitalized, and there are 74 deaths in North Dakota. North Dakota attorney Wayne Stengem has ordered a student debt relief company to issue refunds to consumers. Stengem's office started an investigation into California-based Students Loan Services, LLC, after receiving a complaint from a woman who had paid the company almost $900 and didn't see any reduction in her debt. Stengem is also requiring Student Loan Service, LLC, to stop doing business in the state until it meets licensing requirements. The North Dakota Highway Patrol, according to ValleyNewsLive.com, pulled a driver over going 132 miles per hour on the interstate north of Fargo. The Highway Patrol pulled the driver over and issued a $285 citation. And want to remind you that the speed limit is not a suggestion, it's the law. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.